It's live.
You're on fire today, aren't you?
It's local.
Now.
Hey, I'm an idiot.
I know.
And it's a little bit loose.
Please? Help if I called you mummy.
Never call me that. I'm certainly not calling you daddy.
Get ready for anything to happen, Sunny Coast, the Ellie and Bex podcast.
Welcome to it. Hope you're doing well on this fine day.
Too.
Probably not a fine day, to be honest, if you're on the east coast of Australia.
Yeah.
It's a crap day.
It's wet. It's one of those days where the Sunshine Coast is not living up to its name. But plenty to get through in this podcast. It was a big, 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 big show, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, I turned a corner. I started off the day very sad, and I'm not going to, like, it was one of those mornings this morning where I knew I was being over-emotional, and, like, I knew you're feeling sad and you know that you shouldn't be feeling that
Credit
sad.
Credit to you, you'll flag it. You'll say to me.
Yeah.
Usually it's biological, spot. But that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
it definitely is. Honestly, if my period doesn't come in the next couple of days, I'll eat my
Tell you what, this week has been that stressful. I reckon I'm close to having one, just quietly.
We could sync up.
I'm going to buy some liners just in case.
liners suck.
Are they for old people?
Oh,
Is it the equivalent of wearing a nappy and you just go, you feel like you're, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just chat for another time.
sorry to make you awkward. Tampons, bro, all the way. Anyway, hi to my brother who listens.
If he just found out that you use tampons, then he's fairly sheltered.
That's a good point. Today's podcast is a bit of fun. The shortest time you've lived in a house story, great.
Amazing
All
stuff.
Three of
the
them.
Caller
so
of the
good.
Week, out of this world.
Yep.
Funny as hell.
Good times.
Yeah, some good gear.
All right, enjoy tampons.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
CFM. Hard line there. Can you pay my bills? I don't think you can.
Yeah.
So we're through. Bit rough.
And here's the thing. Like, I know it's just pop and it's great pop. It's a Destiny's Child classic.
Mm.
In this day and age, where people are being particularly careful, rightly so, about what they say and how they say it.
Mm. How's that still okay?
The narrative there of essentially and outwardly talking to a bloke and going, if you can't afford me... Financially, no mention of, you know, emotional stability, encouragement, you know, can you cook?
Yeah.
Are you a good person? Do you come from a good home?
Can you pay my
bills? Essentially monetizing men and in turn making women into kind of prostituting there. How does that help the narrative and how is that something we all dance along to?
I know.
Just asking the question.
And it gets remixed and it's in the,
If a bloke wrote the equivalent, if you can't cook, get staffed. If you can't cook, get staffed. Like, can you imagine?
Look, you make a point, okay? I don't know if it's
say Anyhow, it's been one of those days, people.
It really has.
If you think you're having an average day because maybe your big event got postponed for a couple of weeks, think again. Poor old Liz Truss now. We're not a political show. Don't come to us for advice or bias. Mm. All we say is be nice to your fellow human being.
Mm-hmm.
Liz Truss, 6 weeks, wouldn't have even unpacked the study at number 10 Downing Street. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Because essentially, Cheney, this is how I read it for those going, well, what did she do and who is she? Who is she? Still the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
And I'd forgotten that. I saw her name pop up on the TV the other day and I was
You thought there was a sale on tomatoes. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's right. Yeah, she's the PM now. Completely forgot. This is before all this happened.
Yes. Just like a trust tomato, she's been an expensive mistake for the country.
44 days.
Do you know, it took them just as long to find her just about. In terms of the search that they did to find someone where her and Rishi Sunak and all these other heavy hitters went toe-to-toe as she spent in office.
Yeah, look, 44 days.
That's crazy.
You can accomplish a lot or a very little amount in 44 days.
Great.
You know?
You're so deep with your insight and your input. You basically said in a certain period of time you can do a variety of things.
You can do stuff.
You can do stuff or not do stuff. Here's the thing that I want to focus on here. Now, I did want to say what do people think is more famous, a Truss tomato or Liz Truss? But that
Feel free to call
that will not get the calls.
You can.
Unless you want to. I'd like to do this. 44 days. So she's going to have to move out of number 10 Downing Street, presumably in the next few months because they've got to find someone else. And what she said to the king was, I'll hang on to the job.
Yeah. Until you find someone else.
He probably went, well, you don't really have to.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But really, she's only saying that so she's got time to repack the boxes.
Exactly.
You know,
go and change
the
LinkedIn. What do you do? Where do you go? Anyhow, so she would have been in that place for a couple of months, tops.
Not
I want to know, and no dodgy circumstances here.
Bit of fun. It's a Friday.
What's the shortest time you've lived in a house?
Yeah.
Like as in, been had not oh, I went to stay there for a couple of weeks and left. Yep. Had every intention of living there, and then, you know, you got a new job, you had to move out, your flatmate was a weirdo, whatever it is, you then had to up and leave. What is the shortest time? I want to find it. You know the greatest thing about being in office 44 days, if she worked here, she'd only have to update her password 7 times. I think that's, you know what I mean?
That, like, is a great point.
What a bonus.
Hey, Chris in Budrum, what's the shortest time you've lived in a house?
Yeah, I looked at 2 weeks was my total.
Okay.
I got in roommate, and the first week he started walking around. He's a 70-year-old man, and he was walking around naked in the kitchen. And
I asked
him to put on clothes, and then the next week he did. He put on a T-shirt and kept walking around.
No man looks good like that.
At that age, you can probably tuck it into his socks, you know?
Chris, that is awful. Love it,
though.
We're
the only show where you'll get geriatric nudity randomly throughout the show. Thank you, Chris.
Kane's in Coolum. Hello, Kane.
How are you?
Good,
I always feel when we sort of alliterate almost, I know Kane's a K and Coolum's a C, people might think we're making up.
Yeah.
Because you've got to make up a name and go, Steve from Sippy Downs.
True.
You know.
I know. Kane's
actually a C as well.
Oh! You are fake.
You've caught us out.
Get out. You're not even real. Well, Big C, tell us, what's the shortest time you've lived in a joint?
3 weeks when we were 21. Three boys moved in together. We were there for 3 weeks and...
Let me guess, you trashed the place?
Yeah, the real estate, your first first rental inspection.
No, we didn't trash it, but out of the first 3 weeks we were there, I think we had about 10 parties and, yeah.
You got kicked out for your parties.
Only 10?
We did.
I mean, there's 21 days in 3 weeks. What were you doing for the other 11?
Recovering.
How were the parties, Kane? Like, talk to me about them. Did they go down in history?
Oh, gotcha.
They were pretty good because we were down on, like, the Esplanade of Coolum, so everyone, after the establishment's closed, that's where we ended up. Yeah. The night we were letting off fireworks and stuff, that was probably one of the...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Do it.
I feel like you really zeroed in on the issue there, Kano. Thank you. Great call, mate. Safe travels.
No worries, see you later.
Isn't it great, side note, how we live now? Like, you're probably like me. I'm going home to bathe my 9-month-old kid, maybe have a cup of tea and watch some KO. You know,
like, that's right.
The fireworks. Yeah.
Fireworks involved anymore.
No, yeah, the fireworks happen to me are in brown ones in his pants. Anyhow.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow.
Gross.
Thank you, legend.
Thanks, Kane.
From Kane to Caroline in Noosa. Darling, good afternoon. What is the shortest time you've lived in a place?
Well, it was actually someone that stayed with us.
Okay.
So we had some students and they were staying with us. And we had a girl, she was going to come and stay for a year. She was from Spain. But we also had another student and it was a guy. And so she gave her first night and we showed her a room and then she came out and she went to go and have a shower and he was standing right there outside the shower when she got out of the bathroom. And then she went to her room. She was having a nap and she woke up and he was sitting there right next to her bed just staring and admiring her.
Oh, my God.
I tried to explain to him in his country. He said, this is perfectly normal in my country.
I'm calling BS. I'm calling BS on that.
Exactly.
You don't need to know the language to know being a creep is being a creep. You know what I mean?
I know. But that was his go-to. In my country, this is perfectly normal.
With the greatest of respect, in my house it isn't. And
you kicked him out?
Yeah, well, no. We couldn't. They couldn't find anywhere for the poor chap, so she left.
Oh,
you know what?
They couldn't find anyone because they'd ring Caroline and go, what's he like? He's great.
Yeah.
He'll just sit outside the shower and wait for you.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. Time to talk to your dad.
Forget stars, gossip and hype. We've got false teeth, flatulence and Mike. 72 years young and live from wherever he's calling, give it up for Magic Mike.
Here he is. Hey, I'm wondering at what point we update that opener because, of course, you are 74, or do we just leave it original?
I think we leave it.
Yeah, I reckon because, I don't feel any different from being 72 to 74.
Yeah, you're ageless.
Yeah, I'm ageless. I'm senseless too, but that's another story. Anyway.
As long as you're not pantless, that's all that matters.
Talking about stories, I've got a couple of stories.
Good segue.
Quickly. Russell Crowe, our friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Russell Crowe's 58 years of age, healthy man.
Yeah.
He's hooked up with a 30-year-old woman called Brittany Terriot.
Yes.
And they've kept their relationship private. They go back to about, 2 years ago, November 2020, I believe. Uh-huh. Anyway, just wanted to say that they're out in the open now, married. Best of luck to them. Now, moving on to the main story.
You know what? Are you taking on the brief that you often take forever to get through your stuff? Is that what's happening here?
No, I'm trying to get fast.
That's what you don't. You just need to relax. It's okay.
He is sticking with his favourite topic of celebrity age gaps, though.
Yes.
Loves
a good celebrity. Yeah. Now, this is either going to be royals or someone whose last released film was at least 20 years ago. And go.
No. It's Rebel Wilson. Oh. Rebel Wilson and Romana Agura. Are they engaged? Now, look, there's a photograph of the two embracing at a birthday party. Rebel is holding a glass of wine in this photograph, and she has a sparkling diamond engagement ring that you can see quite clearly on the glass.
Good sleuthing.
Now, the fact is, from my sleuthing, the two have been in a relationship for months, in fact, since June of this year, when they were introduced.
I remember you breaking that news on our show.
Yes, you did. And Magic, I just want to ask quickly, how much did you spend on my mother's engagement ring?
$17.50, I think.
I didn't ask you what year you bought it in.
$17.50.
I got it at the pawn shop. You know, the one in the valley.
Oh, God. Okay, good. But there are a few pawn shops in the valley.
Anyway, so the fact is that what I've found out is they've been in a relationship for months since June this year, right, when they first introduced. And they were introduced after Rebel's friend Hugh Sheraton introduced them.
Hugh Sheraton.
At a party, yeah. Anyway, she said she'd never been in love, but now she's in love. That's good. But
she's
listen,
never been
before
in love.
I go.
He's got one more.
Oh, okay.
Triple barrel, like
one. One quickie.
Yep.
I saw two cars.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I know you love cars. Now, Jay Lennon.
Leno.
Yeah, that's him. He's got a 1955 Merc 300 SL.
Yes.
And it's a Gullwing coupe. You know how much it costs?
How much?
This is in US dollars. Yeah. $1.8 million.
That's an expensive car.
You know what he's done there? He's gone from old people in movies that no one cares about to old cars that no one cares about.
Well, they do. But look, She has a Mercedes Maybach 62. It's worth $500,000. $500,000 US.
Magic. You've really spread yourself across the celebrity world in this report.
I feel like you've done a month's worth of research.
Yes.
And somehow managed to get it in under 5 minutes. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, listen, do me a favour.
Better by the day.
Give Mum a big cuddle and nothing too fancy, thanks.
And bring us a royal story next week, please, okay? There was not enough royals in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. But she didn't seem to like cuddles anymore back in the day. Yeah.
Whoa, what's my mummy talking
anyway?
Tell us more, Magic.
No.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. We're Ellie and Bex. If you feel good, drive home. Although there's a problem with that little slogan.
Why?
Is today I am not feeling good.
Mate, build a bridge. Honestly, while we're building a boat, build a bridge.
I'm going to be the first to admit.
Yeah.
I've been a bit of a grumpy Gus today.
You've been a liability today.
I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah. We expected it.
For a multitude of reasons.
We expected it.
The main of which.
Hang on, wait, there are other reasons?
Well, I reckon.
Oh, there's one biological.
I reckon it could be that time of the month.
Oh, it's. Look at the time.
What? Kids need to know.
No, well, at the time their parents deem appropriate.
Every four weeks.
If I do not want Xavier knowing about that sort of stuff from you. Let's put it that way.
Sometimes every 4 weeks, girls get grumpy.
Okay.
And we can't explain why. And not only that, we get emotional.
And sometimes it's every 7 weeks because you can't. Okay.
I've cried like 3 times in the last 24 hours.
The main reason you're grumpy?
The main reason I'm grumpy is because we've had to postpone CFM's Build a Boat Regatta.
Boo,
due
thank
to
you.
Inclement weather.
Well, basically due to the fact that the weather's going to be
dangerous,
potentially tomorrow, particularly for doing anything in the water. And we made the decision on consulting North Coast Boating and the relevant authorities as well. We don't want to put anyone at risk. And we also didn't want to take up the Coast Guard's time watching over our wonderful, fun little regatta while people were potentially needing their work offshore. So
yeah, so something we've worked for a long time on. We've had to, put a halt on. Still happening, November 12th. Don't you worry about it.
Yes.
It is still going to be happening.
And you know how you can make this little girl feel better? Start building a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, tomorrow, here's the thing. On the way home, or if you're working at a factory or a site, whatever, take what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Be you're building a boat out of ply or drums or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend's perfect to be in the shed or garage because it's raining.
Yep.
With your kids or with your workmates over a couple of tins.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a boat ready because, of course, we're still giving away a boat to the winner.
Exactly. Nothing else changes apart from the date. Don't you worry about that.
But back on to, it's not just you. Every significant woman that I work with has had the shits today. I get angry.
Yeah. There's a grumpy mood around the place.
It's been a hard day. It's been a hard day.
We thought, why not open it up to the people of the Sunny Coast in some kind of a support group type vibe?
Venting.
I want you to call us. And tell us what made you grumpy today, okay? Because chances are I will sympathise with you. I'm in that type of mood.
I feel sorry for Big Boss Rod because, you know, he's such a level-headed guy and you guys are all venting at me and I was trying to remain calm and I just went into his office and 5 minutes in I went, I'm really sorry because I just vented at you for like the last 5 minutes.
Don't worry. He came in to make his lunch while I was making a coffee and I vented to him about the weather and he'd come into the kitchen whistling and in a happy mood by the time I left. He was not.
No wonder he left at two.
Shane is in Caloundra. Hey, Shano.
Hey guys. Yeah, I had a, you said little or big thing might make grumpy. I had a little thing.
Yeah.
Kick on the dog.
Oh, no.
Just got the pup 2 days ago and it's made me very happy.
Is it a puppy?
Yes.
Oh, Shane,
I've heard. Yeah.
I've heard a lot about these ticks at the moment. They can be really, really dangerous for you. Is your dog all right?
Oh, he's in the vet now for a few hours, so I was just waiting on the call.
Little
annoying thing, and it annoyed me big time.
Yeah, I know. Something so small can be so influential.
Well, I think that's big.
But the tick is so small. But
I think it puts into perspective someone complaining that their little boat race has been pushed back 2 weeks. I mean, Shane's dog is fighting for its life. And
No,
Shane's dog's going to be
fine. It's winning the fight, Shane. I want to be clear. It's winning the fight.
Exactly.
Well and truly, but it's, tough time.
Anyhow, Shane, much best love.
And please, if you get a chance, let us know how it went.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries.
We are one big support group here.
We are indeed.
CFM,
and I think we should stop whinging about the boat race because it seems so insignificant.
I feel like there's been a grumpy vibe around the place today. The rain has ruined a lot of things for a lot of people.
Hang on. Back it up. You have been the grumpy vibe around the place today. I had a conversation with a group of people where I pulled them together before you got to work today where I was like, guys, she's going to be in pieces when she walks in. We need to see what we can do to pump up her tyres. Actually, it started off with me turning to BG and going, geez, I hope she's not a grumpy...
Well, look, I was really passionate about the Build a Boat Regatta, really excited about it. It's been postponed until November 12th.
So get building.
Because of the rain. My boyfriend came around to my house this morning to help me load my boat onto the Sea Cruisers to take it to North Coast Boating because at that stage it was still going ahead.
With his build, he just probably looks at it and it scares itself onto the ute.
Pretty much, but he gets there and takes one look at me and goes, oh, are you okay? I was like, I'm not okay.
Can I tell you what comes out of our mouth is, are you okay? How can I help? But as a bloke, what's going through our head is going, oh, I wonder if I'm still allowed to go to golf tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, how much damage control do we have to do right now?
Is she going to cry all night? I'm not sure what's happening here.
So put the call out, 545-11919, to get involved and share in your grumpiness.
What made you grumpy today, little or big?
Yeah, Danielle's in Cabo. Hey, Danielle.
How are you?
Oh, God, I know.
Don't make it worse.
That tone,
please.
I feel you. I match you.
You know what?
Okay?
You know what you're like? You're like the uncle that comes over, riles the kids up and then buggers off home. That's what's happening here.
No, Danielle and I are sisters sharing in pain together. Okay?
All right. Danielle from Cabo.
That's made you grumpy today.
It was two things.
Mm-hmm.
Started this morning, the 10-year-old, get her out of bed. Yep, come on, have your breakfast.
Mm.
Get ready for school. An hour and a half it took her to get her uniform on.
Oh, my God. Geez. Now, unless your kid wears a suit of armour to school, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. And then this afternoon, get home, pick her up from school, get home, and partner rings, and he works up at Maroochydore. I've run out of fuel. come up and bring the fuel thing up.
Oh, no. Oh, do you know what? We're in Maruchador, Danielle. We can just go
fuel. Have you seen the price of fuel lately?
Yeah, well, I mean,
you're paying.
I'll give you my bank details. Yeah,
whoa.
306
Optus, Optus.
Okay. Optus. Okay, we're not supposed to be giving out BSBs.
Danny, I've got to say, it's better you doing this than your 10-year-old because your 10-year-old will get there by Wednesday next week.
Yeah.
I'll be right there. I've just got to get dressed.
I'm going to call 100 down off now and I've got to get to Sippy Downs.
Oh, gosh.
Go down Sunshine Motorway, go to him. Pick him up, take him, get fuel, take him back to the car.
Then drive home to Bogota. Yeah, but Danny, Ellie's $20,000 boat race has been delayed 2.5 weeks.
Off, okay, so same-sies.
It's still going to happen and she's still going to get paid to do it, but it's 2.5 weeks later.
Don't laugh at my pain.
Safe travels, darling.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
I am the weather person on this station.
But occasionally we need someone real.
Wow. Adam Straney from Win News. Apparently you're someone real
I'm
not.
Straines, you know what like this is? You're a father of a couple of kids. This is like when your kid wants to help you wash the car when they're about four and eventually you go, you know what, just give it to dad, okay?
Yeah,
Chaney's
exactly.
The four-year-old washing the car. The car is the weather.
Yes. They get the sponge just filled with all of the grease and crap on the tyres and then put it all over the car. You're like,
That is what I do to most people's lives, to be honest.
Before we find
sponge.
Out what's actually happening, obviously we've had to postpone this weekend, which is disappointing, but it lives to fight another day. The only thing that was giving me hope was that Ellie kept saying it was going to rain heaps. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, usually she's
means
wrong.
That means there's a chance.
Yes,
I know. It's the one time I didn't want to be right.
Well, let me tell you, I mean, if that regatta was going on tomorrow, Bex, your boat was going to be filled with nearly 3 shot glasses worth of water, mate. So you would have sunk very quickly.
75.
That idea of the whole bamboo, man, would have gone straight through. You would have been sweet.
Look, that was a specific design feature that I had when I was building the bamboo. Geez.
Sorry. Strains, given the marine wind warning that's in place for the Sunshine Coast waters, the fact that mine was glued, nailed, etc. To standard and Ellie's was held together with cable ties,
legit. So legit. So Strains, how long is it going to rain for? Like, what can we expect?
Yeah,
is it going to flood? What's the deal?
Look, I can tell you what, this afternoon has been an absolute disaster. Just north of us, up Rainbow Beach there, north of Noosa, around Tincan Bay, check this out, 175 millimetres. Now, I'm going to make this really easy for you, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Already up north, that's 6 shots worth of rain.
Jeez, they are drunk up there.
Yeah.
That is a big
absolutely
night.
Absolutely right. Hey, that's where you want to be, don't you? Out of Biwa, 30 mils already, so an early Ellie shot. So out of Biwa, they've copped a fair bit of rain. Mullaney's copped half a shot. And Noosa and Karoi, again, they've got about half a shot out their way too. So we're copping a fair bit this afternoon. But as I said, across the weekend, it's just like a standard weekend for Ellie, really. 3 shots of rain across the weekend.
Before lunch. Now,
I'm going to have a few shots to drown my sorrows.
Yeah, in all seriousness, look, there is a fair bit of chance that we could lead to a bit of flash flooding around some parts of the Sunshine Coast. So, again, look, we've just got to take care because the waters will rise. It's already sodden underfoot and it's just garbage at the moment. So we'll probably get a fair bit of rain come up. And look, if there's a bit of flash flooding, just stay safe, man. Keep it simple.
Don't forget what we saw last time was, like you say, this consistent rain is soaking the ground. So that when the big one comes, there's nowhere really for it to go. And the big problems we had, things like trees and stuff like that. So be careful. Yeah. If you don't need to leave your house, don't. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Except, of course, to come down to our broadcast tomorrow.
Yeah, do that for sure. And hey, Straney, you did mention the kind of northern area of southeast Queensland and has been copping it. And as a result, the Rainbow Beach Surf Lifesaving Carnival has been cancelled this weekend. So heading up there, so sorry. It is not on.
Yeah, a bunch of people booked accommodation and whatnot. But, Strains, thank you. I mean, look, the show goes up a level, certainly with regards to meteorological stuff.
I love
stumbled.
That you call it meteorological stuff. I love that you call it stuff, mate.
Yes.
It's heavy rain.
Yes. Precipitation analysis.
Yeah.
The best in the business.
Yes.
And I don't know, I know you stream us quite often, but I did refer to you as the best-looking weatherman on Sunshine Coast television. So I think I might have a contract put out on me by a couple of the other boys.
Yeah, he started
not hard, mate. Not hard, let me tell you. Not hard.
This radio station is one big pot of gold.
It's time for Feck Up Fridays.
Sunshine and Suns, the coast's spirit.
You know, we talk about this rain and how it's forced a postponement of this weekend's CFM regatta. A couple of weeks, 3 weeks. That's not a horse, that's Ellie. She's disappointed. Other sides to rain, can you imagine how green the hill up in Woombye where Sunshine and Suns is, how green that's going to be when the sun comes back out?
That is a good point. It is such a beautiful spot up there, such a great little spot to go head for a drink on a Friday afternoon. That's what today is.
She's getting cranky because I'm doing Dad Bod Squad and I'm off the booze and I refuse to have our usual pre-show froth.
You know what? We've had a disappointing day having to postpone the regatta.
You can drink alone.
All
there's nothing wrong with that.
It's just a little frothy to just the pain.
Mate, I'm just not going to... I've just got a lot more intestinal fortitude than you.
Solidarity, I'm doing it with you, bro.
Thanks, and
I'm
reminding
remaining
me about
sober
it.
For the whole radio
thank
show.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Hey, you'd think that we drink a lot in the next few minutes because what I'm about to play is all the moments we've gotten along this week, all of our feck-ups.
This is bad.
And we cannot string sentences together.
And when it happens a lot.
Yeah, so here it is.
Thank you,
oh
Shannon.
I've got goosebumps.
Just I'll talk.
It's 6:15, which means it's time for the 10 to 6
for elocution lessons.
Yeah, make sure you can I get my words out? Make sure you're stuck to our socials tonight because you'll see it all go down there.
One of our mates dropped off some of the new flavour of shapes. And you said, I'm not sure about these new flape shavers.
I did. It's a true story. And then I didn't even realise till 20 seconds later.
I need to go to the toilet.
I know you do. You've been talking about it throughout that whole news. God. Look, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
All of a sudden she can't talk.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm asking the question right now. Have you had an eye jury?
That's when I would have played the...
I'm waiting. I'm getting to that. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, Sunny Coast, it's Ellie and Bex here, and we are only hours away. Not even if it's playing between 1 and 2.
Yeah, this Arby.
Yeah. In a matter of minutes. No.
Just you on top of it? I'll do it for you. Look, there's no easy way to say this. We're going to have to clearly not that easy. We're going to have to postpone CFM's Build a Boat Regatta because, of course, at the end of the day, we all want to... can we start again? That is good for feck ups.
It's Ellie and Bex here and sad news, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, we're going to have to... And if your kid has ever said something to you that made your bones shiver in a sort of paranormal activity kind of way...
We want to hear about it.
Putting on the sexy voice. Voice and your scary voice are incredibly
close. That's true. They're both husky. But they're saying it'll fit 294 cars. Great. Electric vehicle charging spaces.
Electoral vehicles. Electric. So just for people who are in office?
Electric.
So Ted O'Brien can knock up there and charges Tesla.
545-119-119. So would have minded if you didn't keep interrupting me.
Sorry.
You heard me. Stop interrupting. 545-111-911. We are only 42 minutes into this show. Okay, we still have 2 and a bit hours to get through. Are you going to keep this up the whole time?
Here we go. Like a moth
told
to
you,
a flame.
We could not speak this week. Hey, we did mention that beautiful spot in Woombye, Sunshine and Suns. If you'd like to win a trip there to pick up a bottle of gin or vodka for free, then make sure you head to our website now 919cfm.com.au.
There it is.
And register your feck up there.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.